LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go!
It's Friday, the 5th of June, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our undisclosed location somewhere in the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, it's our 6th anniversary special. For the next hour, we're going to go back in time to 2014 and listen to the very first edition of Dave Radio. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Wow, 6 years already. It's hard to believe sometimes, you know. Now, of course, I've been in broadcasting a lot longer than 6 years. I started 1977. I was volunteering at Co-op Radio, just fresh out of high school. And I did a few things there. I started by joining what was called the Technical Operations Committee. That was the group that ran all of the technical side of the broadcast. So I learned how to operate microphones and tape recorders and mixing boards and how to set levels and how to do station identification and incidental remarks in between shows. Most of the shows back then were recorded on tape, and I was just there to sit on the tapes for 5 hours a night, making sure they all got played and everything ran smoothly. And, you know, I was there for a few years, learned a few things, went on to do live remote broadcasts from local clubs of local music, and sort of where my love for local music got started. And kept doing that until about 1984, when my interest kind of drifted, and I learned about a new station that had just gotten underway out at UBC called CITR. I think it started in 82, and by 84 I had joined CITR and started with a group of friends who were doing a show called The Voice of Freedom. And by 1986 I had a show of my own. It was called The Crack of Noon, and sort of went on from there. By 1989 I decided I wanted to actually work in real broadcasting, actually get a job, and worked at CKNW for a while, had a couple of stints at various CBC locations, and moved around a little bit. But I never really felt like I belonged there. I always sort of was always drawn back to getting involved with CITR, and I actually left broadcasting completely for quite some time. And came back in 2012. The CITR had their I guess it'd be the 40th anniversary or 30th anniversary, whatever, from 1982. And 30th anniversary, I guess it was. And it was a big reunion. We had a luncheon at the Grad Center, and there were people there who were part of the UBC Radio Society, which was before CITR. That was it. It was the 75th anniversary of the Student Radio Society that started in 1937. So it was a big deal, and everybody that had been involved over the years was there. I got to reconnect with my friends from the 80s, and I got to see how the station was being run currently. And I, all the old feelings came back. I just felt like this is where I belonged. So I rejoined, renewed my membership, did training on all the new equipment, did the whole process of making a demo and waiting my time until a time slot came up that I was able to take. And they offered me Friday at noon. And on June the 6th, 2014, we started with Dave Radio. And this is what it sounded like. It is Friday, the 6th of June, 2014. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on territory traditionally named Oaksen, but you might know it better as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On our program today, music by my niece's best friend, a band my neighbor's in, a guy my wife used to work for, a guy I was in a movie with, my nephew's band, a woman I went to school with, and someone who goes to the same dentist as me. Also, a quick rundown of live theater and movie events for the weekend, and This Dave in History. We'll be right back.
the times with your try to walk away, I'd steal your shoes. Those ones look so good on you that I'd let you choose the shoes to lose. I'm running out of options, there's no telling what I'll do. And if you try to walk away, I would steal your shoes. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track. I'd race you to the station, and I'd bust my way in from the back. And they might try to stop me, but I would not put up with that. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track, and I'd steal your keys. I'll destroy your bicycle. Those legs can take you pretty far, and I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. If you commandeered a captain, I would cover up the stars. If you met another man, I'd punch him in the face. Violence makes me angry, but this would be a special case, because seeing you with someone else is simply more than I can take. So if you met another man, I'd punch him in the face and then steal your keys. And then I would sell your and I'll destroy your bicycle. Those legs can take you pretty far, and I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. Yes, I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. If you commandeered a captain, I would cover up the stars. And if we had a whole bunch of kids, I'd buy a babysitter. And then I'll chase you down with this guitar, begging you to reconsider. And if you wouldn't listen, I'd follow you on Twitter. If we had a bunch of kids, I'd buy a babysitter. Just don't you leave me behind. I took so long to find you, and because of you, I've lost my mind. And all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise. Yes, all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise. 57 years from now, you are bound to realize that all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise.
Forever I'll be here with you. chance that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do without. 'Cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three words are the best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it quite a lot, and these three words are the best I've got.
Sir Wilfrid Laurier was just a young shaver, and his favorite thing was swimming in the river. He jumped in the water too soon after dinner, got a cramp in his leg, and he would have been a goner, but his old farm dog come running when he called him, and he saved Sir Wilf for the good of us all. That was a dog for time of trouble, his heart was big though his brain was small. That was a dog to come on the double to his master's voice or his country's call. His scent was strong, his heart was true, the breed that we need today. Let's raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf Dog. Hip hip hooray! Sir Robert Borden and his new bride honeymooned at Niagara, Canadian side. They went for a trip on the Maid of the Mist, but the engine conked out and they started to drift. Just as they got down near the falls, a dog come swim for the good of us all. That was a dog for time and trouble. His heart was big, though his brain was small. That was a dog to come on the double to his master's voice or his country's call. His scent was strong, his heart was true, the breed we need today. Let's raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf Dog. Hip, hip, hooray! Now your New Brunswick curry nose is lumber, and R.B. Bennett was of that number. He was walking in the woods one day when a tree started falling, and he was in the way, but his little dog barked, and he jumped free, and Bennett was the one who gave his UIC. That was a dog for time and trouble. His heart was big, though his brain was small. That was a dog to come on the double to his master's voice or his country's call. A tribute to his master, credit to his race. He wagged his tail and defer his face. Raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf Dog. Hip, hip, hooray!
Your sheepdog's head looks a lot like his ass. Your collie dog is pretty, but she's working class. French poodle mount his mother if she wasn't too fast. Mexican chihuahua, Rhodesian ridgebacks intolerant and crude. Turn around, your basset hound is doing something rude.
But the Maple Leaf Dog, with snow on his nose, blue paper glove in his sad brown eyes. The Maple Leaf Dog ain't one of those.
He's one of you and I.
In 1942, when Mackenzie King didn't know what to do, he walked his dog in the Kingsmere woods till he came in between a bear and her cubs. But little Pat barked and the bear withdrew, and soon King was telling Churchill what to do. That was a dog for time and trouble. When Louis Saint-Laurent was a kid in Quebec, he used to walk his dog down the railroad track till the day his foot got stuck, as a train was coming to just his luck. An old red shirt was lying in the lane, and the dog grabbed the shirt and he flagged the train. That was a dog for time and trouble. His heart was big, his brain was small. That was
was a double. Come on, the double to his master's voice, or his country's call.
Sick was strong, his heart was true. The dog who rescued Uncle Lou. Raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf Dog. Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Then one winter's day a long time ago, a snowplow buried Pierre Trudeau. Everyone searched until they gave up when somebody saw the neighbor's pup digging in the snow and starting to bark. And but for the dog, we'd have Joe Clark. Oh, that was a dog for national unity. That was a dog glorious and free.
That was a dog to quell the mutiny. A dog to stand on guard for thee.
Raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf Dog. Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
None of you can begin to know what it means to have a close association such as I've had with this little, as I had with this little Irish Terrier over 17 years. 17 years today. I would like to recall some of the lessons that he has taught me in the matter of fidelity. If I have been true to some of the great causes that I have sought to remain true to, it's been the example of that little fellow that has helped in many, many ways.
God, how old that song is. That's a string band from, let's see, they talk about Pierre Trudeau and Joe Clark, so it's got to be 1980, and Maple Leaf Dog. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM, and it's our noon hour fun here on Casual Friday. We started off with the Paolas from way back when they were still a punk band, TNT, and then we had Sweetheart, David Bowie's Dead, Coldwater Road, Madeline Reed, and then we finished off with String Band. String Band, by the way, was led by Bob Bosson, who lives on Salt Spring now. And he's doing a one-man show at the Havana Theater this weekend. It's called Davy the Punk, and it's a reminiscence about his dad.
Do you need
What's
someone?
That? What's that? Go away, go away, go away. You're later. You're coming later. Oh, these automatic things. Now I have to stop it and interrupt my train of thought. Okay, Davy the Punk at the Havana Theater down on Commercial Drive. It's only on for two nights, tonight and tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. It's cost $22, and it's at the Havana, as I said. And it's him talking about his dad. And it's if you check on the davythepunk.com website, you can watch. It's like a six-minute-long trailer of little bits and pieces from the show. But basically, he went to a shop that he used to – that was in the neighborhood where he grew up. And he said, hey, do you remember anyone named Boston? And they said, oh, yeah, well, there's this guy and this girl and this woman and this person. And then there was Davy. Oh, Davy was my dad. Oh, yeah, we called him Davy the Punk. Why'd you call him that? And then they tell him this whole story about his dad was a gambler and a bootlegger and an all-around – all around bad guy or good guy, depending on your point of view, in the 30s and 40s. And so it sounds like it's going to be a really entertaining show tonight and tomorrow night at the Havana. I've got some other shows coming up that I want to let you know about and a few other things that you would probably be well to be aware of. And we'll tell you all about that right after this.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
Instagram user number 69, identified. You are about to enter Bite Size. CITR and Discorder are using the Instagram interface to host local solo artists in a concert series on Instagram Live. Local solo artists include DJs, hip-hop artists, and experimental performers like Baby Blue, Devours, Lucid, Future Star, and DJ Paisley Eva. Performances will be streamed every Thursday at 6 p.m. Watch on CITR and Discorder's Instagram at CITR and Discorder. You are now entering Bite Size. Have fun.
Now, today is the 6th of June, 2014. It's the 70th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy, the largest seaborne invasion in history and the turning point of World War II. Nearly 160,000 troops from Britain, Canada, the United States crossed the English Channel on that day. And as they crossed, they heard this message from this Dave in history. Supreme Allied Commander General Dwight David Eisenhower.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
Inhale the mustard fog, gone and done it again. Yeah, I never knew that I could feel this way.
That's the John Boss Band all the way from Surrey, British Columbia, and Feel This Way. And just before that, we heard Komodo Wagon, a Facebook friend of mine, and a great song called, what the hell is that called? Called Citizen Doe, as part of our This Dave in History feature. So there's a, where I go to see my dentist, I went in the other day, and there's a pile of CDs for sale. And it's the East Van Special Blend CD. We played it a lot here. It's lots of great local talent from the Commercial Drive area. So I asked the obvious question, why are you selling a CD in the dentist's office?
Hi, my name is...
What the heck? Go away. Why are you selling a CD in the dentist's office? And they said, oh, it's one of Clive's patients. Oh, sorry, which patient? I said, oh, it's Kelly Haig. So here's Kelly Haig with Darius Green and Smile by Clive.
I know where I'll bury your bone. I know where I'll bury your boots. I know just where I'll dig and lay down those sweet fingers. I know where I'll bury your head. Under that same old tree where you first carved that arrow right through me. I know where I'll bury your hand. I know where I'll bury your leg. I know just where I'll sweet lips right below where we first kissed. Under that same old tree where you first carved that heart out of me.
Is something sometimes high-pitched. Sorry for those really awkward lines. Sorry that sometimes I just stop talking and act things out like I'm some sort of mime. Yes, I think that ghosts exist and haunted houses make me wish that I was somewhere else, like in the 50s, and that you were with me. And yes, I am a little lazy, and J.K. Rowling does amaze me. Read those books till I went crazy, and you can laugh, but it won't faze me. I could change, but I'm too tired, and I'm just not feeling inspired, and I'm sorry. I have that girl from science class. She's really smart, she's good at math. Wait before you say goodbye, she let me apologize. You did things the way you should. You deserve a girl from Hollywood. I don't think you understand that I am kind of stuck the way I am. And I would change for you. No, I won't change for you. And I won't change for you.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
You're listening to the 6th anniversary special edition of Dave Radio. We're going back to 2014 and listening to the very first ever broadcast. Before we go back to it, people have been asking me, why call it Dave Radio? Well, first of all, my name's Dave, so, you know, that helps. But no, it actually goes back to a time when I was working at CKNW. I was working in the production suite that took all of the programming that was made for the network and then uploaded it. Back then it was by satellite to all the stations across the country that picked up our programming. And my friend Lee, who was the master control operator, he referred to it as Dave Radio. He was always asking me, how are things going on down there in Dave Radio? And I hung on to it, and I thought, you know, one day I'm actually going to do Dave Radio. And so when CITR offered me this slot 6 years ago, I thought, yeah, now it's time to call it Dave Radio. And the format, local theater, film, and music, well, I do a little work in theater. I'm married to a stage manager at the Arts Club. We have a lot of friends who are actors and directors and writers and filmmakers and musicians. And I thought, what better way to do programming than to bring our friends on to talk about their work? So that's sort of how the format for this show started. Anyway, let's go back to 2014 and listen to the rest of the first ever episode of Dave Radio.
We like to party, right?
guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
King Arthur, and these are my knights of the Round Table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Luamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see.
What?
He says they've already got one.
Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told them we already got one. Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person. Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
Inflammation of the foreskin reminds me of your smile. I've had balanitis chancroids for quite a little while. I gave my heart to MSU that lovely night in June. I ache for you, my darling, and I hope you'll get well soon. My penile warts, your herpes, my syphilitic sore, your manilial infection, how I miss you more and more. Your dobies itch my scrapbooks, a lovely gonorrhea. Of our tryst, you gave me scrotal pustule with a quick flick of your wrist. Your trichovaginitis sent shivers down my spine. I got snail tracks in my anus when your spiral keats met mine.
Gonococcal urethritis, streptococcal balanitis, lingomyelitis, diplococcal kephalitis, epididymitis, interstitial keratitis,
That's our show. Thanks very much for spending your lunch hour with us. Special hello to listener Ian, and happy birthday to my old pal Jim. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the Radio will return next Friday at this same time. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Brian with Scald's Hall. Remember, this program is not protected by copyright. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission in whole or in part without the express written permission of the voice of Dave is totally up to you. But why would you? It's available to download as a podcast. Just go to citr.ca. And remember to like us on Facebook. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, this is Sabiwa, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver.
Maybe this walk is everything. Pushing its way.